Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer. And Coach, talked to you last right before the Christmas holiday. I know you guys had a couple of tough games there right before Christmas. So kind of what was the mindset during the Christmas break? I know he had some time off away from the girls, came back, and I'm sure got back on the practice floor. What did you guys do during Christmas?
That week right before break was tough, especially the game against Lake Mills. We ended up losing by 6 points and, probably had opportunities to potentially come away with a win there, so that was a little disappointing going into break on that end of it. But, once we got back on the floor and practicing, attitude seemed pretty positive and pretty good. We spent a lot of time going back to the fundamentals, working on fundamentals, in terms of shooting and ball handling and things like that, and then, started looking at tweaking a little bit on the defensive end and our press and offense and stuff, and just making some little adjustments here or there and adding a few things in over break that, we have some time to work on and, plan to try to use here going into the second half of the season. So, I thought, the break was good for us. We had some fun. We got together as a team and had a little team bonding type meal and stuff and just had a little fun there with that. But, again, with practice, just go back to the basics and kind of hone some of those skills again and just get ready for the second half of the season.
And Coach, basketball kind of a little bit different, or these winter sports kind of a little bit different. Not every sport you have kind of that break. So maybe a little bit fortunate to have that time to kind of, get away for a second and reset the mind a little bit.
Yeah, I think it is, and up until that point, you'd be playing at least two games a week, from early December on, and, practices, and just not a lot of time to get away, and, just that time to have the kids get away from basketball, get some legs back under them, just spend time, reflecting. We met with the girls over break and talked about some things, that we're doing in the first half of the season and then what we plan to do in the second half, and just kind of getting their feelings and thoughts on how things are going for the year and, where we could maybe improve and moving forward. So I thought that was also very productive, just to get the girls' mindset, what are they thinking, what's working well, what's not, and how can we change and adjust that. So I thought that was also an opportune time to be able to do that maybe you don't have during the season if you don't have that break.
And Coach, something during the Christmas break definitely worked for you guys. It has been a very happy couple of weeks here post the Christmas break. Let's start first with your game right out of the break on January 4th. You guys went to GTRA and picked up a good 64-32 win over the Titans there. What worked well that night, Coach?
Our defense and our press. We used our press quite a bit in that game, and it caused them some fits. They had a hard time getting the ball off the floor. They turned it over quite a bit. Looking at the scorebook here, they only had 4 points at the end of the first quarter, and we held them scoreless for a good chunk of that game. In the first quarter, second quarter, we kind of kept a lid on things as well. So defensively, I thought we did a real good job in that game. And of course, with our press and so on, we got a lot of turnovers, a lot of fast break points. We were able to run the floor, get up and down the floor, and get some easy buckets that, allowed us to push that score up. And, they've got some decent shooters on that team, and they're, a hard-playing team. But we were just able to keep things under control there with them. Didn't give them many outside looks and so on. And, that was a key to that victory against Grettinger.
And with that, you guys stay on the road back in conference play. The next night out, you guys have to go to Eagle Grove and come away with another nice win by 11 points, 44-32 over Eagle Grove. Back-to-back nights, Coach.
Yeah, and coming right out of break with two games back-to-back, you hadn't played in, I told the girls, you hadn't played in 2 weeks. You kind of wonder how things are going to go. And, it took some time on both games to kind of get the rust knocked off and get things going. And, Eagle Grove has always been a tough place for us to play when we go down there. They're a scrappy team. They play you hard. They rebound well. And I think they sometimes get up for us maybe more than maybe some other teams in the conference. Not to say that they don't, but it just seems like against us, they really go after us. And, we struggled. It was tied at halftime, and they got a lead late in the third quarter, I think by 3 points, and then we were able to close that down to one going into the fourth quarter. And then defense again, that end of that third quarter going into midway through the fourth quarter, our defense again stepped up and we were able to keep them from scoring points. And that's when we made our run and were able to get up on them and, come out with that 11-point win. But it was tough. It was a hard victory. But, it speaks to, I think, the girls' attitude and their attention to, getting the little things done and just sticking with it and not giving up. And that was definitely what we saw with Eagle Grove. And, it was an excellent win for us there, especially with conference win. Getting that third one there is an important deal.
And you guys, one of the rare teams this week, as you guys got a game in on Thursday night as you guys traveled to St. Ansgar. So you come out of Christmas with three road games, and you pick up three wins as you guys traveled to St. Ansgar on Thursday night. Win 44-26, another good win for your team.
And St. Ansgar's a good team. Looking at their record, I think they'd only lost one time on their half of the conference. I think they were like 6-1 on the east half. So, they're a good, solid basketball team. They got some good shooters from the outside, and of course, they got a little bit of post presence. But again, it comes down to defense. We played phenomenal defense Thursday night against St. Ansgar. From the start of the second quarter all the way through about the four-minute mark in the third quarter, they didn't score any points. And then from that point to about halfway through the fourth quarter, they only scored 3 points. So, I was looking at that last night. I think from a clock standpoint, about 20 minutes worth of playing time, they only scored 3 points. Our defense just suffocated them. We played hard on the middle, and stole the ball a lot from the inside when they were trying to get into their post player. And we just didn't give them a lot of good looks on the outside, and we were able to get some key back buckets on our end as well. So, right now our defense is really carrying us, and that's going to go a long ways here as we go forward. If we can keep that type of intensity, that type of play up going down the stretch here in the next couple weeks, I have a feeling we can be very competitive with the teams in our conference, and hopefully pull out a few victories here or there and, make things a little bit interesting, at least from our standpoint, with conference standing. So, as long as we keep turnovers low, take good care of the ball, good solid defense, and continue to have a balanced scoring attack from our end, I look forward for us being a very competitive team going down the stretch.
Coach, let's talk about your defense on Thursday night. So a pretty incredible showing in the second and the third quarters. You guys allowed St. Ansgar just 3 points between the second and the third quarter. No matter who you're playing in high school basketball, that's a tough feat.
It is. Especially in today's game with, the up and down movement of the ball, good shooters from the outside, particularly three-point line. If you can do that, I don't, really, like I said, who you're playing, you're going to have a chance to win ball games when you're only giving up, that many points in that time frame. And, our zone defense right now is really kind of clicking. That was one of the things we worked on over Christmas break was, just making sure we're getting into the right positions. How do we cover things? What do we do in different situations? Because we had kind of faltered a little bit on that, coming into the break. So, that was important for us. And, we're starting to see some of the fruits of our labor here on that zone defense we're playing.
And, Coach, with that, you guys were scheduled to play yesterday against North Union. But, of course, with the weather that rolled in, that game will not happen, did not happen yesterday. And that takes you now to the 15th when you guys will take on Central Springs. Garner Hayfield Ventura also in there. You got a couple of trips to GHV and 4A City upcoming. So, Coach, I know you've got three wins now, but some good teams coming up here trying to find more of those.
And next week is going to be a challenge. Central Springs is a good ball club. They've got some heights, particularly in the post, and that may pose some potential problems for us just because, we aren't as tall as they are. So we're going to have to really work hard, but, hopefully we can limit some of their shooting from the outside and, make it tough on them to get some points and score, and I guess the nice thing about that is it's a home game. We haven't been at home for several weeks here. So, you know, just being able to play on the home floor hopefully will give us a little bit of an edge, a little bit of advantage there with that. But then, you know, we turn around again, and Thursday we go to Garner for that makeup game here from earlier this week, and then turn right around the next night and come back down and play Four Cities. So we've got a couple of really tough conference games at the end of next week that we're going to have to be ready to play, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate you taking some time and talking with us today. And stay warm out there, Coach.
Yeah, I will do so. Thanks.
That's North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer.